Happy Vaisakhi, for those who celebrate, Sikhs in Squamish, and around the world, celebrate Vaisakhi today, April 14. The event marks the 1699 founding of the Sikh community, or Khalsa. One of the holiest days of the Sikh calendar, Vaisakhi commemorates the creation of the Khalsa and celebrates the spring harvest. People mark the occasion by gathering at gurdwaras, reading from the sacred scripture and enjoying community fairs and parades, said Premier David Eby in a news release on Monday. April is also Sikh Heritage Month, making this the perfect opportunity to learn more about the Sikh faith and reflect on the many contributions the Sikh community makes to our province, he added. I wish a happy Vaisakhi to all who are celebrating. Vaisakhi Dayan Lak Lak Vadhayan, today, we will see a mix of sun and cloud, with a high of 17 C and a low of 5 C overnight. Sunrise was at 6:22 a.m. Sunset will be at 8:04 p.m. The UV index is set to rise to 6, or high. It has been a long while since we have had to think about the UV index. As a refresher, the higher the UV index number, the stronger the sun's rays, and the greater the need to take sun safety precautions. In Canada, the UV index ranges from 0 to 11+. Environment Canada warns that when the UV index is 3 or higher, protect your skin as much as possible. Did you know? Window glass does not provide full UV protection. It filters out UVB but not UVA. You can still get a sunburn. It just takes longer. From Environment Canada, local meteorologist Jason Ross says the high pressure over the south coast will maintain dry conditions through Friday, with freezing levels rising to near 2,500 meters today, April 14, and Tuesday. The ridge will weaken a little on Tuesday into Wednesday as a weak disturbance moves across the BC interior, Ross says. Temperatures warm up again on Thursday and Friday as high pressure rebuilds. However, April showers are possible next weekend. Send your local weather photos into news@squamishchief.com, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was White Rock, which saw a high of 11.4 C, according to Environment Canada data. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 15 C. The coldest spot in BC on April 13 was Puntsea Mountain, near Williams Lake, which dipped to 0.7 C. The coldest spot in Canada was near the Thompson River, NT, the northernmost usable river of the country, which dipped to minus 26.2 C. Moon phase. We will have a full moon tonight. The moon's illumination is currently 97.48%. It is currently located in the constellation of Virgo, according to phasesmoon.com. The moon will rise at 10:32 p.m. and set at 6:38 a.m. Seawater temp, according to seatemperature.info. The water temperature in Howe Sound today is 9.7 C. April average water temperature in Howe Sound is 9.7 C. The minimum temperature is 7.3 C, and the maximum is 13.8 C, according to the site. Backcountry avalanche forecast today. According to avalog.co, the alpine avalanche rating for our region is moderate, the treeline rating is low, and the below treeline rating is low. Cornice falls may trigger large avalanches on slopes below. Avoid traveling on slopes below cornices and give them a wide berth while traveling on ride tops. The advice for today from avalog.co. Avoid traveling on slopes below cornices. Avoid steep, rocky, and wind-affected areas where triggering slabs is more likely. Back off slopes as the surface becomes moist or wet with rising temperatures. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40,446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper. Live view of the Stawamish Chief Down Arrow.